I will call the meeting to order. Is there Commissioner Nelson is present in the room. Commissioners Fegan and Hansen are present on the phone. We do have a quorum. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the September 25th meeting?
Move for approval.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Commissioner aye. Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Commissioner Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion aye. Carries. If anybody that's on the phone has also got an internet connection up, please shut that internet audio off. We're getting a little bit of feedback. We will now go to Consumer Reports. Deb Gregg is not with us today, and Kristen Edwards, in her first appearance before the commission, is going to bring the report. Kristen.
Thank you. The commission received a total of 60 contacts since the last report was prepared for the September 25th, 2012 commission meeting. 10 of the contacts involved telecommunication services, 13 of the contacts involved electrical services, 5 contacts involved natural gas service, 1 contact was related to gas and electric service, 3 contacts involved cell phone service, 9 contacts were related to the Do Not Call registry, and 19 contacts were related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 1,446 of the 1,485 complaints received in 2012 have been resolved.
Thank you. Do the commissioners have any really, really tough questions?
I wish I did.
Hearing none. Thank you, Kristen. With that, Mr. Uda, have you joined us?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I have.
Excellent. And Pat Macon, have you joined us?
Yes, sir, I have.
Excellent. I think that is all that we will have on the phone today. Appreciate your checking in. The only item we have on the agenda today is EL 11-006. The questions to be resolved is, how shall the commission rule on Oak Tree's motion for partial reconsideration, and how shall the commission rule on Northwestern's application for reconsideration? To my fellow commissioners, unless you've got an objection, I am prepared to make some motions as we step through this, unless either of you would like to take the lead.
Go right ahead, Mr. Chair. I have motions prepared as well, but I suspect that we'll entertain those if I have a problem with yours.
And first of all, Chairman Nelson, I'd appreciate saying thank you to everybody to allow us to have a little bit more time to study it and look at everything in more detail. So, yes, I am ready with 5 motions, and I will wait until I hear Chairman Nelson's and will make changes if necessary.
Okay, very good. We will proceed. And I'm going to, you know, we've got obviously motions from both sides and 3 sub-motions, and I may mix and match some of these. We may not go from the top to the bottom, but we will, in fact, resolve all 6. The first that I would address is that I would move that the commission deny Oak Tree Energy's request for reconsideration of the use of the hybrid method. Discussion on the motion. I am and remain convinced that the hybrid method most accurately reflects Northwestern's actual operation of the utility. I remain firmly convinced that it is the right methodology to use in resolving this case and arriving at an accurate avoided cost. Other discussion.
Sure, I agree wholeheartedly. I believe that the hybrid method is, in fact, the best way to obtain the actual energy costs, and I think that's essential in this proceeding.
Additional discussion.
I think everything has been stated.
Thank you. With that, those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Commissioner Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That request is denied. Secondly, I will move that the Commission accept Oaktree Energy's motion for reconsideration of the use of, quote, current market conditions and projections, unquote, in determining proper natural gas inputs and proper electric market rates. Discussion on the motion. I will say that even as we voted on this the first time, and I think if anybody goes back and listens to the transcript, I asked some questions at that time that may have led folks to believe that I had questions in my mind as to whether or not using the current conditions and projections was the correct thing to do, as opposed to using those conditions and projections as of the time February of 2011. Following the arguments on both sides in this request for reconsideration, I have been convinced that if a LEO means anything, it means that there is a point in which those conditions and projections need to be locked in. And I have become convinced that February of 2011 is, in fact, the time in which those conditions should be locked in. And so thus, my motion to accept the motion for reconsideration and utilize the conditions and projections that were in place in February of 2011. Further discussion.
One thing on the projections on February 25th, 2011, and I agree with you, Chairman Nelson, that on February 25th, 2011, I want to make sure that it's as current as possible and not old data that has been 6 months old. So I think your motion deals with that, and I agree with your analysis.
Additional discussion.
Mr. Chair, I agree that there needs to be a time certain, and the LEO not be perfect, but I don't know of a better way in which to lock in, and lock in is to an extent debatable, I recognize, but I don't know of a better way in which to accomplish it than with the LEO at this time.
Further discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Commissioner Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carried, and that provision is, in fact, reconsidered. At this point, I am going to jump from Oaktree's motions to Northwestern's motions, and would like to address Northwestern's third point regarding the fact that we found a legally enforceable obligation was created by Oaktree on February 25th, 2011, and there is a request to reconsider whether or not that LEO was in fact created on that particular date. I will move to deny that request for reconsideration. Discussion on that motion. I will simply say I was convinced at that time and remain convinced that because PURPA provides for this concept of a legally enforceable obligation, I believe that, in fact, Oaktree did, in fact, meet the requirements to create that, and it was, in fact, created on February 25th, 2011. Additional discussion.
And I do believe Oaktree did try to sell to Northwestern, and sometimes Northwestern refused to negotiate. So that's how LEOs start. So I agree with Chairman Nelson.
Additional discussion.
Mr. Chair, I don't know that there was a refusal as much as there were some complicated, I don't mean to enter into debate here, so I'll refrain from too much discussion here, but I think this is a pretty complicated matter for all of the parties involved, and I will support the motion.
Additional discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye, those opposed nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Commissioner Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. The motion carries, and the request to reconsider is denied. I have 3 points left, all of these really dealing with the issue of carbon costs, and I believe we can probably take all 3 of these in one motion. That's the way I'm going to attempt it anyway. In regard to Oaktree's motion to reconsider Lands Energy carbon emission cost estimates and Northwestern's motion to reconsider that also, along with Northwestern's motion regarding the Commission's use of projected carbon cost inputs into the method, I would move to deny Oaktree's motion to reconsider, and I would move to accept Northwestern's motion to reconsider. Now, those may seem contradictory, but I will move to accept Northwestern's and establish the carbon cost as zero. Discussion on the motion. I was became convinced that Northwestern made a very pertinent argument that for us to set a carbon cost at anything above zero is locking in an expense for the ratepayers of South Dakota that may or may not ever happen. It becomes purely speculative, and I am uncomfortable locking in a cost to the ratepayers of South Dakota based on mere speculation. And in questioning Mr. Rounds as to how we could work through this, his testimony was that this area is something that is subjective and something that the commission can wrestle with and determine what the correct answer is. When I think back to when the cap and trade discussions were happening in Congress, there was a reason cap and trade didn't move forward. And that reason was, or at least part of the reason was, there became a realization of the weight that that was going to place on the economy of this country. That all of those expenditures were going to be a weight on the economy. And this commission analyzed what that bill would do and what it would do to our economy. And at that point, the decision was made, we're not going to move forward with this because we simply can't afford it. And I don't know that there's anything that's changed since then that would alter that argument. Now, certainly there are 2 sides, but at the end of the day, I remain convinced that the fact that a carbon tax is going to be a weight on this economy that I don't know that is going to be acceptable to the majority. And so at this point, thus my motion that we establish it at zero, because anything more than that would be speculative. Additional discussion.
One thing I guess I was looking at, and I have a different view than Commissioner Nelson, is that we allow the parties to submit additional evidence on appropriate carbon prices in natural gas, electric, and other markets. So I was looking at differently than Commissioner Nelson and believe that we need additional evidence from both parties.
Additional discussion.
Mr. Chair, 4 years ago I predicted that we would have a carbon tax in 3 years. It certainly appeared like we were going to. At this juncture, I don't know that I would wager anything of value as to when we are going to end up with one, if we are going to end up with one. And I think it's incredibly presumptuous of us to establish one. And based upon the evidence and the lack of evidence that was presented to us, all we can do is really guess at what a carbon tax might be. And I think that's the danger of that is what you had explained, articulated, and the fact that that just simply falls on the shoulders of the ratepayers, and it's a situation where if one doesn't exist and we're so presumptuous that one should exist, then we establish it in a rate, basically, and the citizens have to pay it. So I'm just not comfortable at all in pursuing it from that avenue. I frankly anticipated that you would have in your motion some a lower, just from the discussions that we had, I thought you would have a carbon tax of some sort, and I was looking forward to, in anticipation, wondering what it would be. And frankly, I'll go along with the zero. Thank you.
Additional discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes no.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. I believe that we have adequately addressed all of the questions that have been asked of us. I'm looking to Mr. Smith.
I think so. I mean, I think logically that ends it.
Thank you. And I would also ask Mr. Brogan, have we answered all of the questions that you have asked of us at this time?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that you have answered all the questions with respect to the motions for reconsideration. The one question I have is basically the commission's schedule for going forward with an additional hearing, if that's what's going to happen.
I'm looking at staff, Mr. Brogan, and they indicate that they will be talking about that very shortly and will be in touch as to how we proceed.
Thank you.
Mr. Uda, have we answered all of the questions that you have asked of us at this point?
I believe so, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, and obviously staff will be in touch with you also as we move this issue forward. Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
All those in favor will vote aye. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Commissioner Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.
Thank you.